Dreamscape presents Shades of Dune by Carrie Corp and Lori Langdon, narrated by Kate Marson, Molly Elston, and Sean Grindel. Chapter 1. Veronica. Cheating death tends to make you live with your whole heart, to take risks and enjoy each moment, no matter how gritty. I reminded myself of this as all of Dune stood in hushed anticipation of a potential bloodbath, one involving the boy I loved. A resounding boom split the silence, and a line of drummers emerged from the arched opening at the east end of the arena. Their leader, in full Highland regalia, including a headdress over a foot tall, marched into the stadium while brandishing a bronze staff. The drum beats quickened, echoing in time with my heart, as they ushered in flag bearers waving standards from every Dune citizen's nation of origin. Italy, Africa, China, America, India, Australia. The flags kept coming, their kaleidoscope of colors snapping in the breeze. Everyone in the stadium rose to their feet, and the realization washed over me that this was my kingdom, the beautifully diverse land I was so very privileged to lead. Sensing my flood of emotion, my best friend, Kenna, wrapped her arm around my shoulders, and we leaned our heads together as the procession filed into rows and then continued to march in place. The Grand Marshal twirled his staff and threw it high into the air. The second he caught it, the drums cut off. Several dozen bagpipers, dressed in traditional kilts, high socks, and matching black tams, streamed in from both sides of the stadium. Their music wove its spell around me, and when the drums joined in, the effect was breathtaking. This dramatic ceremony ushered in the final day of the festival, celebrating both our freedom from the evil Limbus that had almost destroyed us all, and my seemingly miraculous recovery. The final notes of the song faded away, and the Grand Marshal gestured for everyone to be seated. I smoothed the fabric of my full-length skirt and adjusted the McRae tartan draped across my bodice. Fiona, my ever-wise advisor and friend, had suggested a traditional Dunian dress of celery and forest green stripes. She'd also insisted on fixing my hair herself, plaiting the length into a side braid adorned with silk butterflies and matching ribbons. The stadium began to shake as two massive war horses, manes and tails flying out behind them, galloped onto the field. Warmth rose in my cheeks at the exhilarating sight of my prince astride his chestnut stallion, Crusoe. "What are they doing?" Kenna asked, both of us sitting a little straighter as the McRae brothers hurtled full speed in our direction. I glanced down at my schedule.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?